Leading off with a big story of the day, here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolf and D-Mac.
Dude, I didn't see that. What was going on there?
Just dudes being dudes. Playing some catch.
So Tom Brady, Gronk, and Edelman were just playing spring break beach football?
Yeah.
In Florida?
I don't know. If they're in Florida, probably.
Where else? All right.
Less of a chance of stepping on a hypodermic needle.
Compared Florida. To where?
Compared to L.A.
Are there more hypodermic needles in the beaches of L.A.?
Probably.
Oh, I would think the needles would just stay up on the boardwalk. They slip their way down to the beach?
Yeah.
Clean living there in Florida?
No. Not so much.
That's pretty funny, man. Tommy was just
anywhere
out there.
There's a lot of rehabilitation centers, there's going to be a lot of drug addicts.
And Tommy's living that. He's living that single life, huh? Okay. Tommy's living that single life.
No, I think he's got a girlfriend.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's still that's the single life.
Allegedly.
What do you mean, allegedly?
Allegedly, he has a girlfriend.
Why, is that a problem? Is that
no,
an issue?
No, there was, I just don't think anything's been confirmed yet, but there was speculation based on, like, I don't know if she's, like, an Instagram model or she's some kind of public figure in some sphere, and people were connecting the dots that she was in this place at the same time as Tom Brady and this at the same time he was, or whatever, and there was speculation that they're an item.
Nah, I still say it's a single life. You don't have to, you know. Listen, yeah. She's trying to reel in the big fish. She's just going to let him, the girlfriend's going to let him do anything. What does she care? She knows what it's all about. I'm just saying, that's a pretty single guy thing to do. Going down to the beach and playing football with the boys.
Not really. I mean, that's a dude thing to do. You don't have to be single to play football on the beach.
Gronk is married, as is Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
Gronk's married?
Yeah.
Yeah, to a Camilla, the Sports Illustrated model.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. Has he got kids?
I would love it if he did. That would be some fun.
Jules is like Stokely. It doesn't matter if he's married or not. I mean, you know, the bat light comes out, you know, he's going to go and do whatever the guys are doing. Brady calls up Edelman, you know, he needs somebody to throw to. He's just going to tag along.
They just were hanging out on the beach. Tom and the boys.
Tom and the boys. Good for him, man.
Better than Dirty Mike and the boys.
Hey, do you think he comes back and plays this year?
No.
Because he's not going to do the broadcasting thing until 2024.
He's not coming back to play.
Would you be surprised?
Even for a guy like Tom Brady, do you think it bothers Tom that he knows he can't beat up his ex-wife's new boyfriend?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, he's a jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah. Do you think even for a guy like Tom Brady, as successful and big as he is, do you think deep down
quarterbacks don't care about fighting.
He knows if it came down to it, his ex-wife's new boyfriend would beat him up?
No.
Yeah, I don't think that bothers. I think there's some other things.
Do you think Tom Brady's threatened by a jiu-jitsu instructor?
If it came to a physical altercation, I would be.
I think he might.
He could just throw a football at his face as hard as he could.
There you go. I think he may be bothered.
Before it started.
Be bothered by other things that, you know, are going on there.
Like the timeline of events of how things may have transpired?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a tough one to get over, man, when you know.
He's like,
you know what they're doing.
I mean, it makes sense why he had to take a little break from training camp.
Mm-hmm.
The old wife was doing a little wrestling.
Dude, after that Chris Rock, hey, did you see the Chris Rock special ripping on Will Smith?
Yes, it's
have
great.
Have you seen the Jada Pinkett Smith interview?
Oh, it's so bad. It's so bad.
You've seen it.
Yeah, it's so bad. Like, talk about just...
How do you do that?
How do you stick around? How do you hang around with
somebody
like that?
How does that... You know what, man? I got to be honest. I was just not aware of any of that. And then, you know, entanglements and the whole thing. Now I get it all. No, I know. I was crazily...
You didn't know about none of... About the interview itself. Sort of
I thing. Had heard a lot of rumors, but I just did not... I had not seen that actual interview.
It's bad.
Holy cow. So your wife, partner, lover, is interviewing
you. Mother of your children.
Mother of your children is interviewing you about how she stepped out on you with her son's friend. And we're still together? And we're like, but we were like Ross and Rachel.
You're
we were on
slapping people on stage? over this lady?
Is that better or worse than Scottie Pippen Jr.'s situation with Malik Beasley?
Way worse.
Way worse, because Scottie's just
way
like,
worse. They're not. Scottie's not sitting down doing interviews.
Yeah.
They go to practice together every day. They got to play together every day.
I mean, it's not great.
Takes those mom jokes to a whole nother level.
I mean, it's not great.
I said straight up, if I was him, I'd have to throw down on the practice court the first day.
Oh, we've got to
establish some kind of dominance.
We got to fight.
I mean, I'm just
but he's already established the ultimate dominance.
Yeah, but Chris Rock was so right. Like,
try.
No wonder why everybody's been calling Will Smith a I'm not gonna say it here, but you know what I'm saying. He just sat there while she talked to him.
I know.
How did you feel?
Wasn't he sitting there crying? He was sitting there crying, wasn't he?
The whole
on the
thing.
Inside.
But he was like, nope, that's how we are. That's how we are. You and me for life, baby. You and me. I'm like, what?
Let me tell you something.
What kind of life
does he get
that?
To do whatever he wants to do, though?
Well, I think so, but.
Is it like an open marriage?
I think so, but so what?
Wide open. Obviously, it's wide open.
Oh, there's got to be some sort of line.
Let me tell you something. That red table talk is nothing but trouble. I've heard
what
so much trouble
that?
From that thing. Like, as a matter of fact, Steph Curry came up with this thing? Steph Curry's wife, Aisha, that was the first time she ever got in trouble when she sat down at that table.
What did she talk about?
Well, she was trying to insinuate.
Klay Thompson's dad?
No, she was trying to insinuate that, you know, since she's gotten married, she doesn't get hit on. Like, women are used to getting hit on. And
she's telling Steph that?
No, she's talking about that at the Red Table Talk. And her words got twisted.
What is the red
so
table?
Much.
What is the red table?
Dude, it's Jada Pinkett's and her mom and her daughter. They all host it.
This is their project.
Yes.
So Jada's figured out a way for women to just admit all of their stuff.
It is the most manipulative thing that I've ever seen.
And guys like, just crazy. So women go there to just spill their guts, and there's something magical about the red table that makes everything okay?
Yeah.
Holy cow, dude.
That's crazy.
Okay. Wow, this goes to a different level. So not only does she want to interview Will about it, she wants to start a whole platform for everybody to do it.
Oh, man. If I'm not mistaken, I think she just wrapped up season 6. So.
I'm pretty sure that she had her and Will's kids write letters to Tupac saying that they missed them and that him coming back would make their mommy happy.
Him coming back from what?
She's got him convinced that he's alive. Imagine like what's going on in that house.
I'm sorry. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Jada Pinkett Smith has her kids believing that Tupac is still alive.
Yes.
And they write letters to him.
And that if he came back, their mom would be happy.
All right, I'm going to be a dummy here. Did she have a relationship with Tupac? Is there something with her and Tupac?
Dude, yes. They had one of the relationships in the 90s.
All right. I got to come. So, but the kids are Will Smith's kids.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not Tupac's kids.
No.
All right. So she's having her kids with another man, Will Smith, her supposed husband, write letters to an ex-lover who she's telling kids is coming back from the dead like Jesus.
Wide open.
Wide open. This lady is crazy.
Holy cow.
Next level crazy.
And Will Smith.
There's some crazy ones out there, but that is.
Did you see Chris Rock talking about watching the movie Emancipation about Will Smith? Oh, my God. All right. Did you like the Chris Rock stuff?
Yeah, I did. It was funny.
Did you like the Chris Rock stuff?
I did.
Okay. I just checking because I know it took a little bit of heat. I thought it was hysterical.
Well, it took so much
heat. He messed up one big joke, though.
He did.
He did mess up one big joke.
Netflix actually made his team take it down, re-edit it, and put it
back
up.
They should, because it's a good joke, but you blew it. And why should you have to live with that? Just do it again, man. I don't know why he did it live. Like, why did he do the whole... He didn't need to do it live.
Just to take you behind the scenes, he actually practiced that specific stand-up for 6 months before he did it live.
You'd have to.
He'll mess it up.
Yeah, and it was just like one thing, but it was a big thing. He didn't have to do it live. He could have just recorded like 3 or 4 shows, edit them together. It's fine. That's how they all do it. Nah, whatever. I thought it was brilliant. The whole thing was brilliant. He's incredible. Chris Rock is great.
The best comedy to go to now is live comedy where they take the phones and the comedians can just speak freely. And comedy can be comedy, and you can just laugh at jokes. Because it is a joke.
Yeah, they've been taking those phones for a while, though.
I know, but whenever people start recording stuff, that's when things
I don't
get,
think that's why. I mean, that...
They're like, ugh, I'm a comedian. Like, if you're a comedian, like, why are people taking you so serious?
No, I mean, I agree with you.
Everybody's so sensitive.
I think the bigger reason, though, is just they were buzzing and ringing and, you know, they're just massively distracting. Comedy Works did that. I mean, I went to a show maybe like 7 years ago and they were doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Saw the great Sam Adams. My guy, Sam Adams, is great. Local guy. He's awesome. Anyways. See Lamar? What's going on with Lamar these days? Your guy?
Yeah.
They're trying to badmouth him, dude.
Of course they are. They're saying, well, we don't know how long he's going to last playing this style of football.
It's ridiculous. I tell you, man.
The dude is unbelievable. An unbelievable athlete. He only runs when he has to. Like, he doesn't just like he would rather throw the ball.
I think some of this crap that these owners do to these players is BS.
Yeah, it is.
They definitely collude, okay?
While they're sitting around raking billions every year.
Well, and I think we figured it out yesterday, man, to pat ourselves on the back. I mean, Greg Penner and the Denver Broncos.
Oh, I pat myself on the back. You didn't figure anything out. I figured it out.
Wow, I thought we were a team here. I was going for a little, you know, we, not me.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry. Bad teammate.
Oh, Lee. All right, when you were so brilliant all by yourself, and I had nothing to do with it yesterday. Let me rephrase.
Just holding me back.
Yeah. But like...
Is your back... Yeah, let me fly. Is your back sore yet, by the way?
Exactly.
Just carrying the show. Oh, man,
I love it when yesterday, you just got, Richie comes in and goes, I'm going to need some time off in April. Oh, okay.
Well, I got this.
Richie said it was about to
I got
blow.
This event for Polaris I'm going to.
Oh, there you go.
Try to get me a side-by-side. And then I got a turkey hunt.
That's one turkey that's going to really regret that.
There's going to be a couple turkeys. You're going to get smacked.
I thought it was just one.
Well, there's one in Colorado, and then the ranch I'm going to has it connects over to Nebraska, so I have a Nebraska tag.
By the way, as not being a hunter, obviously me, even I think a one turkey limit is ridiculous.
I mean, it is.
That is a lot of effort for one stupid turkey.
I know. And really, you could pull the legs and the breast out, but...
I'm sorry, huh? Oh, the turkey.
Yeah. What?
Gotcha.
What is he talking about?
Ma, I was about to give you credit on something.
On what?
The thing you were right about.
Oh, the money?
Because you see what Arthur Blank... You see what Arthur Blank said?
No, what did he
say? So he's the owner of the Falcons, right?
Blank. Oh, what he said about Lamar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to get hurt.
Why is he even talking about Lamar?
You know what, dude? You know what the bottom line is? With
Lamar should smack him in the mouth.
These guys...
Keep my name out your mouth.
These guys... Exactly. These guys don't really...
Slap him with a lawsuit. Then.
They don't really care about winning, man. I am convinced these owners don't really care about winning.
No, they care about money.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to win.
Some of them care. They care, and then once they get it,
give me
it's
who
like,
cares. Give me who cares.
I think Robert Kraft cares. About winning.
Okay.
I think it's important to him. That's why he has two jets for his, two custom 747s for his team.
Well, I don't give a crap. He was a fan. He kind of, you know, grew up there.
I think a guy like Mark Cuban cares.
Well, I'm just talking to NFL. But we can get into other sports. Because other sports.
I think Pat Bowlen really cared.
I think he did too. But, you know, a guy like Pat Bowlen could never own an NFL team now.
No.
Didn't have enough money.
Didn't have, yeah.
You're not going to find guys who have to borrow money from all of their relatives. And mortgage everything.
Well, you have to put so much cash down now.
And don't forget, Pat Bowlen didn't have another business. This was it.
Well, he had that. He made a lot of money in oil.
He did. His family had money there, but they really had more money in property ownership in Calgary. Right. And it was way spread out amongst the brothers and sisters. And, you know, he basically had like... His whole family contributing to pony up. It was only like $75 million to buy the Broncos. Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe that?
I can. These TV the TV deals have like amped it up, and then the merchandise and the franchising of different like what is it called? What is it called when you get to put the NFL logo on something, and then to have the team logo on
licensing.
Something? The licensing.
Yeah.
The licensing deals are so big. And it creates so much profit for these guys. It's unbelievable.
Well, here's what's going on with Lamar right now. I'm not feeling
it's dirty.
I'm not feeling bad for him, but I think you should recognize as fans he is being done dirty.
Absolutely, they're trying to. This guy is one of the best kind of people you could ever be around. Mm-hmm. Like that's the kind of guy you want on your football team.
These owners are colluding. They're all working with each other. They must hate Jimmy Truckstop Haslam and the Browns. Because Haslam went against the grain with Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. I mean, they must hate his guts.
Yeah, to get a fully guaranteed contract.
I mean, he just went against the grain like nobody's business.
Yeah, they hate him.
Hate him.
They're like, how dare you?
Well, and they're trying to prove it right now. So Lamar's going to, I think he's going to be back with the Ravens, but it is getting unbelievably awkward right now.
It is getting very awkward.
I don't like
it. I don't like it. I don't like the collusion. Yeah, you know what the other thing is? If owners and GMs and all those guys, they can collude. They collude on against players and stuff. Like when it comes to contracts, and I'm signing this guy, you're signing that guy. Okay, if you sign this guy, we'll sign that guy. Like they do all this collusion. Why aren't players and agents need to start colluding together better?
Well, they certainly have in the NBA, haven't they?
Yeah,
the players have figured that out. Players have said, no, this is what we're going to do. Speaking of your boy Mark Cuban, though, look what Kyrie Irving has done to the Mavericks. Have you seen what's happened there?
No.
Oh, my God. Their season is in the toilet. They might not even make the playoffs now.
Ugh.
No, it has nobody submarines an organization more than Kyrie Irving. And for as talented as he is, and he is absolutely one of the 10 best basketball players in the world, that dude kills teams. Kills them. Are the Mavs even going to make the playoffs, KJ?
They'll find a way in the play-in game, but they won't make the playoffs.
They'll get eliminated somewhere there.
Somehow.
I would love the Nuggets to face the Mavs. Are you kidding me? Bring that on. It was already the world's most boring offense. They were already the world's most boring team. And they got worse with Kyrie.
You know who they want to see in the first round?
The Nuggets?
Yes.
Who do we want to see in the first round? Well, I'll take Portland. I'll take the Mavericks.
Portland shutting Dame down. They're done. They're done.
All right. Who?
The team they're playing tomorrow.
New Orleans.
Yeah, Zion has had setback after setback after setback. So.
Did you find out about your seats?
I'm working on it.
All right. Find out if the Jokic brothers are going to be there.
Oh, they'll definitely be there.
They're there most times, but not always.
For a primetime game?
They don't care about that stuff. That doesn't matter to them. What matters to them is like where the good party is afterwards and what's good in their life. The primetime, they don't care about any of that stuff. They don't give a crap about that. They wear some crazy-ass outfits too, man, I'm telling you. That Eastern European style is...
Yeah.
Dude, it's something. They like colors. It's like a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, there's two of them. And the big guy is the more colorful one. It's just 7 feet of just color. Not shy about it. Yeah, you got to find out if your baseline. Oh, man. I don't know if it's worth it if you just go baseline.
No, I'm not going to do that.
You got to be sideline.
I'm sideline, feet on the wood.
Because technically you would have feet on the wood if you're third row baseline. Technically, feet are still on the wood. Yeah.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb. Don't get sucked up into that.
All types of trickery.
There's all sorts of trickery, dude, because that is technically on the floor. Technically, it is. But not good. I remember years ago, Drew Lock had those seats. It was almost a little embarrassing for him. Young guy, Drew Lock. Remember him? Remember good old Drew Lock? Whatever happened to Drew Lock? Is he still in the NFL?
4.5 million.
He's making 4.5, huh?
To be the backup for Geno.
That's not bad, huh?
Not bad at all.
Think Lock's going to be one of those dudes, one of those 10, 12-year bounce around, seven different teams,
Yeah.
Pick up 3 to 5 a year.
Just because he's one of the guys, so he'll always kind of work his way in.
He does get along well with everybody, man. That is true. That is true about Drew. Like, he was never a problem. Like, all the stuff about Paxton Lynch was, I mean, that was never an issue with Drew. What was that? You get a message? You get the bat phone? By the way, what the hell's going on with your seat? Like, I know it's not you. Look at all the crap all over the... What's all that about?
Oh, that's from me.
Oh. Oh, sorry, dude. I wasn't trying to blow you in. That's all you, huh?
Yeah, that's me. I'm just a messy guy.
All right, cool.
I'm a mess.
Is that what I think it is?
No.
Okay.
It's from that burrito I was just housing over here.
That you're not supposed to eat in the studio.
Wait.
Hmm?
Since when?
What? Yeah, what we got going on?
He's a snitch.
Hey, by the way, guys, I don't know if this affects your ticket buying for tomorrow night.
Didn't mean to. Yes, what?
Nikola Jokic is questionable for tomorrow night's game with right calf tightness.
You're kidding me.
No?
You're joking.
I wish I were.
You are kidding.
I'm dead serious. It's from the NBA's injury report.
Questionable?
Play. Questionable.
He'll play. I don't care if he.
Is he going to sit this one?
You know, I don't care. Zion?
I think that is a 1,000% goof by the Nuggets to the NBA. I think they are goofing on Embiid right there with that. I think that is a troll big time.
I think that's absolutely
what that is. That is a world class troll by the Nuggets to the NBA right there.
Or do you sit him out knowing that you got a second game of a back-to-back in Phoenix on Friday night?
Is the game again Phoenix in Phoenix?
He's in Phoenix.
Yeah, he may not even go to that game. I mean, he may just stay back. Where do they play after Phoenix? What's the game after Phoenix? Like, are they road or are they coming back? If they're coming back,
at home against Golden State on Sunday.
Yeah, he may not even go to Phoenix.
Oh, so you're saying these games don't matter?
That game probably doesn't matter all that much. Back-to-back like
that? Wait, didn't you say earlier that all the games for the Avalanche matter, but they don't matter for the Nuggets?
Yeah, the Nuggets have like 7 games. Drew, what are you, just catching up? They're in first place. They got
all
a 3-game
matter.
Lead. They don't. And back-to-backs, he may not even travel, especially because they got a game back here. But he might. I don't know. No, that's a world-class troll. That is freaking funny as hell. Because you said calf tightness. Did you say tightness?
Tightness.
Yeah, that you realize that's exactly what Embiid had. That's how it was described, is tightness. That is a world-class troll by the Nuggets. A-plus for trolling that you're putting him on the injury list with calf tightness. You good over there? You going to just make any more messes? Or you?
I can't listen to you ramble anymore. Okay. I almost took my headphones off.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead. What's your answer?
I think it is dirty what's going on with Amar, man. It's real dirty.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Where do you think he ends up?
He'll be with Baltimore this year for sure. Because I think there's too much dirtiness going on.
Yeah, they're not going to get this is where the collusion is. They're not going to get 2 first-round picks. They're going to force him. The owners are going to be cool with him just being in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to go after him. This is collusion.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's clear. Why is another owner even speaking on it?
That's right.
Why is he even talking about it?
Because they're boys, man. And they just spent a week, you know, having cocktails with Andrew Mason in Phoenix. And it is cocktails with Mace, as we found out. And they got together, their little collusion getaway at the Biltmore, and figured out how to screw over Lamar Jackson. They did it. Good job. Knocking that one out of the park. They got it. They all got together. They figured it out. And now Arthur Blank is like questioning like the durability of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, come on.
Like freezing out all the other owners to give 2 first-round picks. Lamar's stuck. Lamar is stuck. And his choices are one of two things. And I saw what he said. He's not one of these guys to sit out. He doesn't want to sit out.
No.
He's not that type of guy either. Not that I think anything's wrong with that. I think players...
He'll play. He will. He will absolutely play because he loves to play. Like, he loves it. He loves to compete.
Like, everybody gave, like, Melvin Gordon crap about not showing up for stuff. I don't know, man. I mean, I get it. You want to be a team rah-rah sort of guy. But I respect guys that, you know, hey, you got a contract. These things are supposedly voluntary.
Oh, yeah. See, I did that when I was here in Denver, just because I live here. I came to all the spring, everything in the spring. But for when I was in Baltimore, I was like, no, I'm not coming to Baltimore for.
Did people give you a hard time because of that?
No, they didn't care.
Good. They shouldn't have.
No, it wasn't.
Did you get some crap from the media or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
No, they really didn't care. It was not a big deal.
All right. All right, we got our guy, Jake Shapiro. He'll give us a lowdown on what's going on with the Nuggets here in a little bit. The MVP race, that's got to be over. By the way, I think Embiid did take a lot of crap, KJ.
Good.
I think he did take a lot of crap for missing that game.
No, he did. Like, so taking a listen back to Philly radio, I guess it was a combination of yesterday and today. Philly radio was trying to make excuses in a sense
of luck.
It didn't matter.
Okay.
It's just like, okay.
All right.
Right. You know, it's just like, oh, now this one doesn't matter. We've been building this up for a while, He says he's injured. Oh, wait, he was legit injured.
Yeah, but Saturday on ABC in Philly mattered. That game mattered.
Right.
But this game didn't matter. All right, got it. We'll check in with our guy Jake coming up next. Let's go. DenverSports.com, our guy. What's up, Jake? How you doing, Bell?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just enjoying. I'm following along as the NBA media is covering the final negotiations of the new CBA that should be coming in here between the Players Association and the league. You know, we haven't seen any details, but, you know, that could be ratified as soon as Friday is what we're hearing, which would potentially change the way the Nuggets operate within this championship window.
Derek's getting some floor seats for tomorrow against New Orleans, but he doesn't. You still don't know baseline or sideline yet?
If it's not a sideline, then I'm not doing it.
You're not going to do it?
Yeah.
How much do you think those seats go for, Jake?
$1,700.
Oh, so no, you know. Oh, so you got
the cheapest ones I could find were
$1,700, but you don't know if that's baseline or sideline.
It is sideline.
Oh, all right. Well, that's actually. Hey, look at KJ giving you the stink eye. I mean, I was closer with $1,000, really.
No. I said $2,200.
He did.
Yeah, but you were over the retail price. I mean, Price is Right rules say I win.
I knew you was going there.
If we go Price is Right rules, I win. Jake, $1,700. You think that's a good deal? Or, oh, man, what would a Lakers game be? Do you have any idea on the price of tickets there, Jake?
I know they're exponentially higher for Warriors and Lakers games. I personally am not spending $1,700 on game 77 of the regular season, but I also didn't make tens of millions of dollars in a very good NFL career. So, Derek, you can do whatever the hell you want with your money, my guy. You've earned it.
Thanks, bud.
Well, you got Jake's permission. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Way to go. You got his.
Hey, by the way, Derek, I pitched this idea to you. Obviously, you know, the Mountain Lion has been a big new piece. The Denver Nuggets mascot is a Mountain Lion. Are you going to give him a stink eye? What's going to go on there?
That's right.
Well, it depends. Is he eating dogs? Is he harassing people?
He does harass people.
Okay, well, he's a problem then.
He does harass people.
And he might have to get handled.
Holy cow. We got to figure out something with Wolf and Rocky.
I wonder if he'll just let me take a picture of holding him like that.
Wow.
The thing, the lion, the mountain lion I actually took care of is probably bigger than him. 8.5 feet, 200 pounds.
I got to think about that one for a second. Jake, what do you think?
I think Derek's right because the mountain lion.
Yeah, not two, yeah, 200 pounds.
About the size of Derek.
Yeah, there's zero chance Rocky weighs 200 pounds.
Exactly.
He's athletic.
Definitely not 8.5 feet.
No, he's like 5'6".
Yeah.
He's got some like gymnast skills too, so he's lean.
Yeah, I think they went back.
He's far less superior than a real mountain.
I think they went back to Rocky dad, by the way. Do you know that whole story?
Really? They went back to his dad?
Ah, Jake, I think so, man. He has been so much better with the half court shots of late. Yeah, I mean, he's drilling them like every game. He's just been a little bit more active. I don't think it's the kid anymore.
So I heard the kid has a hurt ankle, bum ankle, so they had to go back to dad. So the plan is to stay with the kid, but right now they're on the dad, it appears.
Yeah, the current Rocky is like kicking ass, like out of nowhere. Like, Jake, haven't you noticed the difference?
So the other day at the Nuggets game, and I haven't seen this in quite a while, he does this bit where he starts on the floor and he runs all the way to the top of the stadium and he climbs out on the side.
That's a crazy bit.
Yeah, and he tries to do it in a TV timeout, so like 2.5 minutes, and he does it. And I haven't seen the son do it, but I think I've seen the dad do it. So I'm pretty sure that's the telltale sign of the dad. And by the way, I don't mean to dox Rocky because, you know, Westward's already done an in-depth interview with him. You can tell when it's the dad because normally the guy who dresses up as Rocky, the dad, he'll still be there to support his son, and he's got a very unique facial hair.
Right. You're right about that. Dude, he did a bit the other day where so he's got a handhold, all right, a handhold. And he got lifted. It was really funny because he did, like, skits from movies. It was like the Oscars. So he goes from one end of the stadium to the other, like reenacting the Titanic or some other, you know, some Forrest Gump or, I don't know, some funny things. But the last skit is him holding a wire, which pulls him up with a handhold, only on his hand, all the way to the ceiling. I mean, we are talking hundreds of feet in the air going up to the rafters to the ceiling. And I'm like, okay, that's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that is, Jake, come on, man. That's like, that looks dangerous, dude. And that impressed me. I think it's the old Rocky. I think it's the older guy. He's kicking ass.
I'll make the case pretty easily. He's the most entertaining mascot in town because of the bits he does and the extra stuff he adds to the game. Like, Dinger just stands there and waves around his head. Like, okay, his head's spinning. Rocky's out here doing stunts.
Yeah, well, Dinger's costume is ridiculous. You can't do much in that. But, you know, you got to have a big head, of course, but you can have a skinny body. Dinger's just a disaster. But who cares? It's all for five-year-olds. All right, so Derek and the Mountain Lion. What should Derek do with the Mountain with Rocky? There should be something.
I think the picture would be awesome. I think a stare down, if we could get the Nuggets in on it, where Rocky's trying to avenge the death of one of his cousins, that could be very fun.
This is silly.
A stare down. I gotta think about that.
Gotta be a little predator control down at Ball Arena.
Somehow Rocky would have to win, though, right?
No, he would never win.
Well, I don't think Rocky blinks, Derek. I don't think Rocky has eyelids.
Good point. He's gonna win a literal stare down.
Oh, the stare down.
Okay. I mean, doesn't.
I thought you were talking about like a fight to the death.
There's got to be something with you and Rocky. I'm not exactly sure what it would be.
Something.
Somehow Rocky has to hunt you. But I'm not sure how you do that, like in a PG-13 or, you know, kid-friendly sort of way. Would you take a bucket of popcorn on the head from Rocky?
Sure.
You'd be fine with that?
Yeah.
Birthday cake in the face?
No.
Liquids dumped on you?
No.
Popcorn, you're drawing the line of popcorn?
Popcorn, that's it. He does anything else, I'm probably never going to be allowed back there. I'm serious. He'll get DDT'd.
All right, Jake, anything else we should know about the Nuggets?
So a little thing has just come out with the Nuggets in the last hour. Nikola Jokic is actually on the injury report tomorrow's game. Do you want to guess with what?
Well, we heard it. Just
tightness.
Yeah, calf. We think it's a world class. I think it's a world class troll. You?
I think it's a world class troll too. But sneakily, there is something to watch here. So Thursday, tomorrow they play the Pelicans at home. Then Phoenix in Friday. So they've got a back to back. So yeah. I wonder if they're going to pull some guys from that game Thursday and actually make a little blitz on Friday.
That's interesting. I think they would care more about the home game than the road game, Jake.
Generally speaking, I would agree with you, but they are really concerned, at least people around the Nuggets are concerned with where the Suns get seated, and that's one of two times here down the stretch you're going to be able to control a game, at least. You know, you can try and win it, you know, twice. They play the Suns twice on two weekends here in Phoenix. So they could potentially do some pretty big damage on the Suns' seeding.
All right, we'll catch up with you at DenverSports.com. We appreciate it. So $1,700 for those $3,400. KJ, can you imagine spending $3,400 for basketball game tickets?
I could never, man.
Can you imagine that?
Nope.
Drew spent that much on his shirt. How many of those shirts, Drew, could you buy for $3,400?
Oh, I'd have to do the math, but a lot.
Amazing.
Getting an update?
Nothing yet.
Dying to know, sideline or baseline, man.
I told you, I'm not sitting baseline.
Wait, have you made the purchase or not?
No.
What are you waiting on?
I'm waiting on availability to see what they got.
Well, I mean, we can just do this right now. What are you talking about? I can just go. I don't know why I'm messing around. I can just. Can you not get these seats?
Yeah, I'm going through the proper channels.
All right. Well, we're all sitting on the edge of our seats. Wonder if you're going to mess around with Rocky tomorrow night or not. What are you laughing about, KJ?
No, because Derek said he's trying to go through the proper channels. And
you think they'll let me bring my bow through security?
That's a good one.
No, they won't.
That's a good question. I mean, if it didn't have arrows,
that's what I'm saying. Right.
Yeah, it's just a bow. Maybe. Be an interesting look. Blue arrow, baby. We can figure out some Nuggets things to do. Dude, how tight would that be if you got a few blue arrows, you took your bow, center court, and they had a target at the back of the stadium, and you got to shoot your freaking bow and arrow, yellow, blue arrow style, through the crowd?
That'd be cool.
Come on.
I'd be the halftime
How about that one? Yeah. What's her name? The cup girl?
Whoa.
Girl, she's like 60. What, red?
I think
red,
it was two girls in that one.
Red. Oh, I'm sorry, huh? That's a different halftime show. All right, this is The Drive on the Fan.
It's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Hey, there's Kendra Perkins. How's he doing? Big Perks, you doing all right these days? He's kissing up the yoke. We're hearing now that, oh my God, it's a miracle. Embiid and Harden are going to be okay to play tomorrow. Wow. Or is it tonight? Is it tonight?
Tonight.
Tonight. Tonight. Sorry. Who are they playing? I can just... In Philly? How'd they do it, Derek? How did they come back? How are they okay?
Wolverine blood.
What a bunch of wimps, man.
They are soft.
So Wolverine blood. Dude, Embiid killed himself there. He's not going to recover from that one, man. Big mistake.
It's a bad look.
He'd be way better off if he just gave it a shot for 8 or 10 minutes. And if he's hurt, he's hurt. But he's coming back now, so it's total BS that he's playing tonight. Total freaking BS. Totally gutless move. What is up with Zion? Is he even playing anymore or not? What's his
deal? Yeah. So he's had three setbacks since his original injury in January. So he injured his hamstring, and this guy, I don't know what is going on, but there's something not only physically but psychologically wrong with this guy. He's too big for his size, first off.
Psychologically.
I'm serious,
he's
man.
He's too big for his size.
He's like, you know how you got some guys that have like a frame, but their body and their muscles may not be able to hold up. Like, for let me give you a better example. In 2007, there was a guy by the name of Greg Oden who came into the NBA.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And I think his style of play ultimately hurt his frame because it couldn't handle the pounding over and over and over again. Like, Zion plays a very aggressive style, and I don't know if his body can hold up to that. So I think that's starting to play psychologically a part in, like, man, how much can I keep overcoming injury after injury? It's a foot. It's a knee. It's
so is he playing recent? Like, will he be playing tomorrow night or not?
No, he will not. No. Okay. He's not on track to play till like maybe late first round, second round.
Oh, all right. I just haven't been keeping track.
Well, he didn't play for like a year and a half or something, right?
Yep.
You know, your guy, Jake Butt, was like that.
Yeah.
Felt so bad for that dude.
He's a great dude, too.
Great guy. And his body just wouldn't let him play football.
He was a great athlete.
He was.
Yeah,
and then his body, it was all just his skeletal.
Well, it all catches up to us, man. Like, as a football, like, if you play down in the trenches, anywhere in there where it gets physical, it's only a matter of time.
Everybody's got an expiration clock.
Yeah.
It's just a bummer when that clock expires and you're, Because who knows? Because he's fine through high school, unbelievable in college, and then the clock just, like, hit zero.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about ability. It wasn't about athleticism. It's just his knees in particular just wouldn't let him play football anymore. I think he's doing broadcasting or something.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's doing all right. He's a great dude. I always felt bad for guys. And Zion may be one of those dudes. You know who another one of these guys?
He was, like, going to be the next best thing, remember? It was, like, haven't heard anything about him since other than being injured ever since he blew that shoe out.
But it's always because he was so... That was funny.
Maybe that's holding him back. He's afraid he's going to blow a shoe out. Like, these shoes can't hold me anymore.
Hey, you think KJ Hamler's one of those guys?
Yeah.
Do you really?
I do.
Like, his body's just not going to... It's going to be just one thing or another.
Yeah.
Small guys that are trying to be big guys.
Mm-hmm.
Too much weight, too much this, too much that. He's a real football player, though, man.
I know.
Like, he's a tough dude. He's a real football player. He's not a track star. I really don't think Montrell Washington's a real football player. I think he's a nice enough guy and everything, but I think KJ's a real guy. Real football player.
Oh, he's a real football player for sure. He just... Sometimes your body has different ideas.
You know, our guy Nate Jackson had to do that because he wasn't fast enough to play wide receiver, and he wasn't really big enough to be tight end, but he got 6 years in the NFL trying to be something his body was telling him he wasn't going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, did you ever read Nate's book?
No.
Oh, my God. You don't have to read the whole thing necessarily, but, like, he was so descriptive about his hamstring ripping from the bone. I mean, you're reading it, and it's like, you're just cringing because it's just so, like,
mm-hmm.
And it was all just about trying to be bigger and still be athletic and just trying to do whatever it took. Nate's story is unreal, man, because Nate did the UFL. He played over in Europe. Like, Nate was, like, practicing in, like, parking lots, like, after being in the NFL. Now, I'm not even joking with that UFL crap. I mean, they're not literally but I think they might have had meetings or there was something about, seriously, he had some sort of practice, like, on a rock field, like, out of a scene from, like, Invincible. These lower-level leagues are weird, man.
Oh, yeah. They practice on some garbage.
He liked playing over in Europe, too, but, I mean, there's no medical, nothing. Like, when you go over there or these leagues, is anybody watching the XFL paying attention to the USFL coming up? I mean, do you give a crap about any of it?
No.
Is there anything about football, about this, that interests you whatsoever?
No.
Nope. All right, let me ask you this. I'll give you something on the other side with football at 4. And we'll talk about some of the rule changes they want to make. They're talking about these at the meetings. And they're doing something. But I did hear an idea that is somewhat interesting that would make spring football a little bit maybe better. Football at 4 next.